Hey guys, how's it going? It's me. So I know I'm kind of late to the party here, but I feel like I really need to give my two cents in on this kerfuffle, let's call it. I knew when 343 was taking over Bungie's position to essentially milk the cow for Microsoft that things were not going to go great. I knew things were not going to be as pristine or and as polished as maybe the lore would suffer. And I think we've reached a point where we're kind of going even beyond a subpar environment. It's really, really frustrating or saddening to see the state of Halo now. And I mean, Crobat already did a video on it and it summarized it perfectly, but for me, like the whole 343 journey has really been just a kind of a mediocre disaster. And I think, some people put it into really good perspective, which is that, if this was an indie company with no money, a lot of this stuff would be excusable. But they have the backing of Microsoft and the flagship IP of the Xbox, and really it's kind of baffling slash shocking that Halo is where it is given that background. So here's the first thing: achieving seasonality. Your game has been out for like what, a year, if not more. And he's right, it's not what they deserve, it's not what they expect when friggin' almost indie or single A game studios are able to pump out seasons. Like, it's not an issue for literally anyone else. It's only an issue for Halo. And it's like, why is this? Why can't you just make content? You have the resources and the team, right? So that doesn't make sense. And then he talks about how Halo has always been competitive, and then he says, well, it's not about excluding social players, but that's exactly what it sounds like. Halo is just fun. Like, Call of Duty, I would say, has been a historically competitive and almost only competitive game because of its gameplay. It is split second. You don't have chances to readjust or goof around or recover or do something to just kind of save yourself. Like, you're always on the offensive, while in Halo, because of your shields, you actually have a certain amount of time to reevaluate the situation, maybe duck behind something and come out of it. This, okay, match XP. This is just baffling to me, frankly. I don't understand. You don't understand how this is an issue when, like, I feel like literally anyone could implement match XP. I'm boggled. I'm absolutely boggled by this. I do not understand how like Microsoft's flagship IP is struggling with this. It's just bizarre. It feels like sabotage, honestly. It feels like someone at Sony is working at 343 and sabotaging the friggin'. Yeah, and this is the real kind of slap in the face where they get Staden, who I do adore, but obviously it doesn't have his reign on things as much. Yeah, right there. He just drops that they're killing split screen co-op. When they launched Infinite, they said, "Oh, we heard you, Halo 5 didn't have split screen campaign co-op. We'll bring that back. We promise, we promise, we promise, because we listened to you." And they said they were going to ship it with Infinite. And they said, "We're shipping it without it, but we're going to add it later." I was literally waiting to play with my brothers on the campaign. And we were waffling whether or not I should go ahead and play it, which I did do without them, because I was like, well, I'm not going to wait forever. And I'm glad I did, because obviously they killed it. And you know what? What really slaps me in the face is that, they just kind of land this here in the middle of the presentation. They don't spend a lot of time on it because it is bad news. And it is, and they just kind of like, yeah, no, we're done. Honestly, so this to me is like campaign co-op is a core piece of Halo's DNA, at least Bungie Halo DNA. And And the fact that they cut it from 5 because they wanted the game to run at 60 FPS and like have, you know, the high quality whatever, and they were copying elements from Call of Duty, like it's just the biggest slap in the face ever. I don't know how to say it. Like, it's just you have a team of people that just can't make Halo. And you know, I think Staden is there to kind of console the fans because he's a familiar face. He obviously is passionate about Halo, but he does not have his whole team. He is one guy. But I still think that I would, you know, I'd rather have Staden working on like with a small team on like a Halo project than a million, you know, devs with $1 million, you know, working on this. Because and you know what he says there, they dropped campaign co-op to focus on these other tasks like match EXP and all this basic stuff. And you know, like you know, what are we doing? Forge beta, Forge still isn't in. Yeah, so local co-op not happening, but there's going to be, you know, network. Big team battle, that's coming. A new weapon, hooray. A battle pass and all this other stuff. Like, but like very basic stuff, right? And here's the other image. You know, we forget, or I forgot, wait a second. This is the flagship IP of the company that just did one of the biggest mergers and acquisitions in entertainment history, buying Bethesda for $7.5 billion, but you can't spare the resources to make Halo good. I feel myself getting angry every single time I think about this and I look at this, and it's just like, because, like, I'll be honest, I played Halo 4, wasn't a fan. I saw Halo 5, did not really like it. I thought, you know what, I actually had hope for Infinite. I thought, you know what, this could actually be a little redemption. Because they're like, okay, we're going open world, it's a whole new chapter, we're gonna reinvent the wheel, kind of, you know, or more like repolish the wheel. And that's the thing I want to say about Halo Infinite, is I do love some of the base gameplay. I like the assault rifle, I love the pistol. I love the pistol in Halo Infinite. Probably one of my favorite pistols in all of gaming, to be honest with you. It's like a balance between Halo 1 and Halo 2, where it's long range and not too overpowered, but still pretty decent. Like it's a very actually balanced game. It has a great sense of gameplay, and I do enjoy playing it on and off. It's not hyper addictive like the old ones, but it's still fun. Now, all that being said, it's like that's the only good thing. It's like they can't get anything else out of it. You know, it's just weird. Like, no matter how much money or people you throw at this thing, it's not getting better. Because these people don't understand Halo. All they understand is like, well, there's Call of Duty and this is and sprinting and jetpacks and whatever. And at this point, I don't even know if I would want Forge for Infinite, because like I don't even play it that much. I'll play it a little bit here and there, and again, it is, you know, it is somewhat enjoyable, but it's I know, I feel like a lot of fans have been waiting for the Halo magic to come back, and the dropping of campaign local co-op is just the last nail in the coffin. It's the wake-up call that if you thought there was any hint of someone besides Bungie making Halo, it's not happening. It is absolutely just not happening. And you know, I kind of made that concession or that conversation with myself, when they said they were getting someone completely different to run it. And I kind of knew it was kind of going to die, and it kind of had a slow death, but I think this is the end of things. This is really the end of it. And I think everyone else has also realized that, you know, this is it. This is as good as it's going to get. People can't expect some stranger to come in and remake your favorite game. I don't think I've ever seen it happen. remasters are plagued with just lighting ambience issues at the bare minimum, besides gameplay issues and whatnot. Anyway, I feel like I need to make this video just for myself to finally say, like, goodbye, good night to Halo. And also just to kind of, like, show the absolute hypocrisy or weirdness of, like, of a company that can shoot billions out of its cannons, but it cannot repair its flagship IP. And again, Halo Infinite is not a terrible game. It's like coasting. It's like okay, right? It's like it's pretty good, but it's not the absolute behemoth that it used to be. And no matter how much money or talent they've thrown at it, it's not coming back. Well, I think that's it. I think that's all the thoughts I wanted to get off my chest. And yeah, RIP. See you later, guys.